This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Welcome to a Monday, my friends. Scott Hannon here, live and on location. We have a busy week coming up. Just to give you a quick run through, the UAS Summit and Expo is happening at the Alara Center in Grand Forks. Look forward to that conversation. As I mentioned earlier, we'll be a lot going on in the UAS space right now. In fact, a big grand opening for General Atomics later today, which is going to be really interesting. Looking forward to hearing more about that tomorrow as well. That'll be happening this afternoon up in Grand Forks at Grand Sky. Just a lot going on. And we're proud to be part of the UAL Summit and Expo, one of the sponsors of that event. Be up there for the next couple of days. We also have that conversation, as I mentioned earlier, with Scott Davis and Cody Schultz on the Reconciliation Panel related to the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Native American event happening at the Heritage Center this weekend. So that will be interesting. This is probably our biggest guest ever, Todd, but the Oscar Mayer ambassador is going to be in the studio on Wednesday. I ran into the Wienermobile coming back from Medora, so I know it's making its way to us. It kind of goes slow, but it'll be here. And Congressman Kevin Cramer with the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thursday, the President Chief Operating Officer of Energy Transfer Partners, that's the Dakota Access Pipeline developer, a fellow by the name of Matt Ramsey, will join us on the program to talk about the latest on that situation, new things happening all the time there. And I'm really looking forward Thursday also to a conversation with an author on a book called Pulse Attack. Have you heard about an EMP attack? I read the book 1 second after by a retired general a number of years ago, and I've always been interested in this topic. And with the situation in North Korea and delivering missiles to us, that is certainly something back in the news. So it's a subject you should know something about, just so you can prepare if you feel like that's right. So, anyway, we're looking forward to that as well. I'm not going to have a chance to play the rest of the interview with the governor of Ohio, John Kasich, but I can tell from the emails and the texts that I'm getting that there's a lot of people that don't like John Kasich. And I have to tell you, I've not been a big John Kasich fan as well. I think if you listen to this whole interview, it's really good. There's a lot of Republicans that are piling on Donald Trump right now. He didn't pile on Donald Trump in this interview. All right? In fact, he's taking on the media. I think what it describes is how the media operates. They hate Trump as bad as anything on that hate spectrum. They hate him. Okay? And I have I could play you a montage. It'd be 5 minutes. It'd be Trump this, Trump this, Trump this, Trump that. And what's John Kasich saying? Hey, he's the president. He gets to decide that. Hey, we're moving on. Hey, should he apologize? So in that context, listen to how John Kasich is maneuvering those waters. And then decide for yourself. Okay? All right. We had a call saying that we were unfair to Peter. How do you pronounce his last name, guys? Teft? Okay, I always say it different. Peter Teft, the organizer of the rally that is gaining, understandably so, a lot of coverage and concern. We're not going to give it a lot of coverage, and I've mentioned it more today than I want to, but the organizer called in to say we were mischaracterizing what it's about, and a listener adds her voice to his. Roll that.
Yep, this is for the Scott Hannon Show. On this Peter Teft, I don't like how you or the media is portraying him. I've done some research on him, and I heard an interview with Chris Berg. He's a civil rights activist. That's what he is. And he's white. So, he's associated with white people, I guess. But he's a civil rights activist. He isn't a Nazi. He's not a Ku Klux Klan. And he's not, he says he doesn't go by white nationalists or supremacists either. He's a civil rights activist. There's no hate speech involved in Peter Teft.
All right. I would disagree with that a little bit based on the Chris Berg interview, because I do think Chris pressed on, getting down there. But I do think it's fair to say that this Peter Teft, while misguided in some of his views, is in a very different position than the fringe of that particular group that was out in Charlottesville. I'll give you that much. And quite honestly, how am I to judge his heart? I don't know. Now, I can ask him questions or get answers. I have not had a chance to do that, so I would offer Peter a chance for me to do that, and then I'll see if you're right or if you're wrong. One last email on this topic. Jim says, good morning, Scott. I tried to get a message out to President Trump through his official Twitter account, but I'm sure it's a drop in the ocean of what he receives. Maybe you could reach out to him through other channels. If the lunacy is going to spread the Fargo to Fargo here with a white supremacist rally, he should get out ahead of this time and be here in Fargo before the rally. Speak to the people and take the power away from these idiots and hopefully tamp down any potential violence from the counter-protesters, even though in the media insist the counter-protesters are clean as white wind-driven snow and would not harm anyone. My wife and I are a mixed-race family, and we're strong conservative Republicans. We love your show and would like to let the president know he is welcome here to bring a message of unity before things get out of hand. All right, Jim, thanks for the email. Appreciate that very much. Good stuff. Chad and Dickinson, I promised I'd get to you before we get to our next guest. Lay it on me.
Hey, Scott. Say, I just wanted to weigh in. I'm so sick of hearing of who we should hate and which group we should hate and which ones we should like. I wanted to bring some good stuff to the table. I haven't heard much about it, but I just heard that a scientist has found a way to cure sepsis in babies. A scientist in India, apparently there's something like 140,000 babies every so often in India that die from sepsis. He's found a bacteria that grows in the moldy food on your counter to cure sepsis in babies. It's awesome.
I'd say it's awesome, and I love the spirit of your call to say, you know, rather than wrap ourselves in the debate the media's trying to perpetuate here, and honestly, liberal Democrats who are scared to death Donald Trump's going to be successful, which he already is. Look at the economy. And so there's a lot of folks that want you to talk about just that for the reasons you mentioned, and I love the idea of trying to find something that could do some good, and that's certainly one. Don't know anything about that particular discovery, but it's worth exploring, Chad.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Our next guest is Shirley Dykstra. Shirley is Vice President of Lutheran Social Services, Senior in Humanitarian Services there. Joins us in studio to talk about something that has commanded a fair amount of attention on this broadcast during the Obama administration in the amount of refugees mandated to be resettled in North Dakota. And since, with President Trump and the Trump administration issuing an executive order dealing with refugee issues as well. Shirley, nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, Scott.
Thanks for joining us. I will say this about Lutheran Social Services. There's a lot of questions about these issues that come up, and I've never detected, at least under the leadership of Jessica Thomason, a reluctance to discuss them. And so we always appreciate getting an opportunity to do that and getting it on the schedule and doing it, and certainly would encourage calls today. What kind of impact is coming to LSS and specifically refugee resettlement as a result of President Trump's executive order?
Well, some of you might remember the executive order that was instituted early on in the administration that would prohibit individuals from six Muslim majority countries, a four-month suspension on resettlement, and then a fairly drastic reduction in numbers from 110,000 to 50,000. So with the combination of what the executive orders provided and then with the federal courts putting stays on a number of those provisions, it's right now we're in sort of a hold pattern. Most of the individuals that are still coming to North Dakota have family ties. They have done things with redefining what a family tie is and kind of going back and forth. So there's been, if I describe it, sort of a roller coaster in the resettlement expectations and then interpretations of what's allowed. And then, of course, you remember the executive order's impact on just sort of the definition of immigrants and immigrant status, because refugees have a distinct definition by law. They have a legal immigration status, but the previous orders about immigration impacted such a broad number of people So that also was something that we saw in North Dakota as well.
Specific to the numbers, is that something you welcome, to have a lower number to try and settle and find locations for?
Well, we've still averaged every year about 400, but the numbers this year have been a little bit more comparable in Fargo-Moorhead than they have in Grand Forks or Bismarck. We have three approved sites, and the sites are approved by the federal government. The U.S. State Department basically must approve any sites in North Dakota.
But you're saying the number reduction in the executive order from 110,000 to 50,000 hasn't impacted the numbers in North Dakota? They've not come down here?
Not dramatically. Just in the sites of Bismarck and Grand Forks, there's been more of a reduction. But in Fargo-Moorhead, because the cases that are still coming are family reunifications.
All right, we'll explore a little more of that when we come back. By the way, if you have any questions or comments about any part of this, many of you called before. That's why we have Luke from Social Services here to answer the questions. Let's do it on the program. Call us.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stenjum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's go shopping, should we? PetroServe USA. Good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. Also a great place to not only fill up and get choice at the pump, at a pump you own, but also to get some great savings. That's why I love shopping. Like assorted flip-flops. I'm refusing to let summer go, so let's buy some flip-flops. A buck off. IGOG sunglasses, $2 off. Firewood, a buck off. And campfire, it's better. NDSU attire, buy one, get one free. Now, these deals end at the end of the month here, so we're getting close. Okay. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $4.50. TGI Friday chips, $1.19 each. Kellogg's Rice Krispie Treats are 79 cents. And the 4 for $4 deals, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and the best of the best, those cookies. I'm telling you. Oatmeal raisin, the M&M, the peanut butter, the chocolate chip, they're very good. Must have Grandma's secret recipe on all of them. I think they're Kent Centric's Grandma's secret recipe. Or maybe Clark. Could it be Clark Kent? I think it might be. So anyway, I think those guys, they got it down right. So Clark or Kent, I'm not sure which has the better of the, you can ask them next time you see them though. The better of the recipes at Petroserve USA. Clark Erickson is the chief operating officer, and the boss man is Kent Centering. They're good guys. They run a good place. So stop and see them. Tell them Scott sent you. Petroserve USA. 21 past the hour. Continuing our conversation now with Shirley Dykstra. Shirley's with LSS. She's vice president of the Lutheran Social Services, senior in humanitarian services. You've been doing things related to refugee resettlement for a lot of years in North Dakota. This is your life's work, right?
Well, not really my life's work, but I did work in state government for 20 years, and 10 of those were in the Human Services Department. And at one point in the 80s, I was the state refugee resettlement coordinator in the Department of Human Services. So I've done work through the years with nonprofits, with private business, as well as in state government.
So the question I was getting at before related to the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump said, let's go from 110 to 50. Mm-hmm. And you've mentioned that it's down in Bismarck, down in Grand Forks, and about the same in Fargo. One of the things we heard about the Fargo Metro early on, when I really got a sense of getting under the hood here a little bit, understanding that literally you had the Obama administration setting numbers that you had to take, and you had folks sort of privately within the school system saying, this is getting out of hand. You know, we're expected to take more and more and more, we don't have enough English as a second language instructors, and then you just got a sense there was a burden there that was testing the system. So that's why I asked to say, the numbers being less, maybe that's why President Trump has less numbers. He sees that in other places around the country. Is it a good thing? That was my question to you, to say, in other words, do we have it about right numbers-wise? Is the pressure that you're hearing about from, several corners, and nobody wants to be too public about this, but to say, hey, this is a burden on the system, is that able to be less? Is this a good thing? Or is the goal of LSS, the goal of these programs, to bring more, to have more numbers?
Well, we try to be very sensitive to our community partners and work closely with the school districts, with the health units, with whoever is providing those services to the families that come in. But the number of individual refugees who are, for example, in the Fargo School District, the estimate of the number that were coming as primary cases that we resettled was just about 20% of the ESL population in the district. So what we had brought in for cases was a relatively small portion of the total number of people that needed English language learning in the district. So the cases that we work with as a primary settlement site, there are people that could move from Chicago or Pennsylvania or wherever they be, because people can move freely throughout the country that might need some other language instruction. So I think sometimes people assume that it is a refugee case that we have brought in, but it's not. Not every person of color or person who needs help with language learning is a case that we've brought in. But we are mindful of what the demands are in any other entity that provides services. And quite a bit of the dollars that we do get, we do pass on through subcontracts to our local providers. So it might be the public health unit, it might be family health care, it might be Fargo Public Schools, who's ever out there that is providing the services where we have resources to provide those services to the individuals.
Another debate has been over the vetting.
Mm-hmm.
To say, do we know these people do not mean us harm mm-hmm. when they come? Give me a sense of your confidence level of how that's done. I mean, you've had top level mm-hmm. Military and intelligence officials say this system could be infiltrated. We're not confident in the vetting system. Out loud, that was even during the Obama administration, mm-hmm. that people were saying when they were pressed on it, I can't guarantee it. What is your experience? What is your confidence level of the vetting?
Well, my confidence level in the vetting process for persons that have refugee status is very high, because if there's any conflict in stories that are provided to the people that do the screening, both from the Department of Homeland Security, and the screening process is lengthy and it involves many different layers and several different screenings of the families. So if there's a difference in the story that they would tell, for example, a red flag would be stopping the individual right there and not allowing them to come through under that refugee status. The refugee status is provided by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. So a refugee has to have fled or have a well-founded fear of being persecuted. So they're escaping war, they're escaping that home country because of those factors. And so in the screening of the individuals that they go through, it's multi-level and lots of people reviewing it. And so the Trump administration has indicated that he wants it to be reviewed carefully and have what he's calling a more extreme vetting. So I know that they're looking at all steps of the way very carefully. But you have to remember that other people who are immigrants have other legal immigration status, don't have nearly the vetting that a refugee does.
So it's stronger with refugees.
Yes.
And we only have a half a minute here before we go to break, so I'm going to give you the question and we'll talk about it on the other side of the break, and also welcome other calls from listeners. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. So if I'm in Somalia, mm-hmm. and I'm in a really bad place, and I fit the criteria you just mentioned, mm-hmm. and I want out, mm-hmm. and I go through and I'm vetted, do I want to? Do the majority of the people in my boat want to come to the United States of America? Is that our top pick? Or is it, I'd really love this war-torn stuff to stop, and I go back to my own country? And are we considering the other options rather than saying, let's go through the effort of bringing them here and all the challenges that come with that, versus let's say, let's take some, you know, the same amount of dollars possibly, or even maybe less, and say, let's make them comfortable somewhere closer, where ultimately the goal is to get them back. I'd like you to address that when we come back. And other questions, welcome, for Sherry Dykstra, LSS, on What's On Your Mind.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The addition of the Dakota Access Pipeline has prompted a seismic shift of oil by pipeline versus rail. Len Helms, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, explains.
We saw the market share for crude by rail drop 20%. So it was a huge market share shift from roughly 51% of our crude oil being shipped by pipeline to now 70%. The actual volumes being moved by rail estimated have gone from 300,000 barrels a day over the recent months, probably the last year or so, have dropped now to less than 100,000 barrels a day, down in somewhere around 80,000 to 90,000 barrels a day moving by rail. And so it's going to really impact our rail crude shipping facilities. So it does create some opportunity for people that want to move natural gas liquids or maybe get into the liquefied natural gas business. There's going to be some infrastructure available that they could retool to ship those products.
Len Helms joins us on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
On What's On Your Mind. Anytime we can come back with a little ABBA, it's a good day, in my book. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, so let's do our gratitude moment and thank you for having your radio right where it's at. And I had the great honor of emceeing the Peace Officers Association banquet on Thursday night, I guess that was. And last thing I said to him, Todd, I said, this has been a very enjoyable experience. You're all about at some point to get in your cars, whether tonight in Lee or tomorrow after the conference. I want you to look where the radio is. Make sure it's on the right spot for all you folks in about every corner of North Dakota. It could be 550, could be AM 1100 from the eastern end of the state, or 1090 KTGO up in northwest corner, or it could be southwest corner 1460 KLTC. Get it where it needs to be and then rip the knob off and throw it away. So they all agreed to that, and they're law enforcement. So I got to think that that's, you know, I'm doing my part. That's all I'm trying to say. Todd taught me well. So that's what we appreciate you very much. And glad you're listening and thank our fine sponsors who make the program go. And that, of course, includes the good folks at MBI Energy. MBI Energy is just one of those companies, when you say the name MBI Energy, people have this idea of an iconic oil field service company that has done so many things, diversified so well. It's just a great, great company. It really is. And right now, their growth is limited only by the amount of people they can hire into positions that are open. And right now, several hundred positions are open in about every area throughout the Bakken. So probably a community near you. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. They've been at this since 1979, and their training is unmatched. I've been on their training campus, and you can't even believe how extensive, real it is, and really helpful. Just the comfort that these folks go into the field with, having had that kind of training, is wonderful. Excellent pay, great benefits, a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Visit with the good folks at MBI Energy today, mbienergyservices.com, or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS. All right, so my question first, or my answer, I guess, first, and then Neil and Bismarck and Mike and Mandan have a question for our guest. Shirley Dykstrom is with us today from LSS. Sorry for the long wait for you to answer.
That's okay. You had talked a little bit about the number of refugees throughout the world. There are an estimated over 19.5 million around the world. And so the United States is part of one of many countries around the world that do resettlement. And so when an individual case has refugee status and is chosen to be resettled by one of the voluntary agencies that we work with, you know, they if they have a family tie, they would more than likely come to the United States and go to the site where the family ties are. So that's probably why we in Fargo-Moorhead have more individuals coming here, is they're rejoining family ties.
And that's part of the executive order, right? I mean, that's more of a focus now under the Trump administration than ever related to family ties.
Right. And so there's probably never been a greater need in terms of the number of war-torn countries or places that have individuals that are escaping their countries and seeking asylum.
But my main question was to say, whatever the numbers are we doing it the most efficient, the best way possible, or is there a better way for them, potentially, that would, you know, want to ultimately return to their home or at least stay in the region, and a better way from a bottom-line standpoint to say that amount of people spread over the globe is a challenging, expensive ordeal. Is there another way closer to where they are from?
There really aren't as many options as we'd like to believe near their war-torn countries for them to go. So they go to refugee camps that have been established. There are a lot of people that aren't getting to go anywhere. They can be in refugee camps for 20-some years. A lot of our individuals from Bhutan really did spend that much time in refugee camps. So it's not like it's a picnic going to a camp.
Do you look at how it's working now and say, we've got this right, and the criticism is just misplaced?
Well, we believe that we have a well-trained and good staff that are honorable people that are doing the right job and doing the best by the individuals that are coming and trying to use the resources that we do have. It's challenging. It's highly prescriptive. The federal government has specific things that you need to do with the individuals that are brought into our communities, and we follow all those guidelines. We're heavily monitored. We have to meet all of the standards. So we feel we do a good job with that task.
What could be better? Where are the critics right? It might be easy to be a critic when there's a challenging situation, but where are they right? That, in other words, if I talk to a education official in Fargo-Moorhead who says this just isn't right, you know, this is pressing us to the max. I say, okay, we're not doing something right. Would you agree?
Well, it's difficult because, like I said before, if the refugees that are brought through LSS are only 20% of the total English language learning population that has to be served, nobody has a crystal ball with the district.
Well, I think, though, that you'd have the population that would be the population, and then they're getting numbers they don't expect through this program, and that taxes the system. So they're going to put that on LSS because that's the flux number versus the number that's there,
but,
right?
But 80% of the people in those classes, they don't have any way to determine that they're coming. So our 20% is the part that we work with them on, and we let them know when we know that we're going to have cases coming in. So we try to, as much as possible, work with every partner we've got.
So you're comfortable with that being a proper balance. Anything else? You've said essentially, we got this right. We got this right. There's no criticism that you think is warranted?
Well, I think that what is still going on throughout the state is the feeling that every community could have a site, and that you ought to spread the individuals that are coming out. But if you have an individual who's rejoining family and you try to put them in Williston, for example, because there might be some jobs, you wouldn't have that family support, and they'd probably come to Fargo anyway to rejoin their family, even if you tried to put them in another location. You have to have the supports in the community, opportunities, both with jobs and with housing. And that's what we do have here in North Dakota. We have affordable housing as well as job opportunities. And we have employers that are reaching out to us to try to find additional employees in areas of the economy that they're having a hard time finding people to work.
Let's take some calls from our listeners here. Let's see who's first. Neil Bismarck for Shirley Dykstra from LSS. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is, why the concentration on Muslim families whose religion makes it virtually impossible for them to accept the requirements of being a good American citizen, to the exclusion of the millions of Christian people around the world who are in the same circumstances? And the second question is, does Lutheran service receive a larger bounty for Muslims' family?
Well, I guess the answer to your second question is there's no difference in terms of refugee status based on their religion. We accept refugees from all of the countries that we have resettled, and primarily those cases that are coming are rejoining family. So most of our cases are coming from Bhutan. The second would be Iraq. The third would be Somalia. And we have a range of countries of origin that we are accepting, and most of them are rejoining families, but we're not making a determination based upon their religion when they come.
When you say not making a determination, there isn't an effort to say, let's take a particular population that has a religion that tracks with the country we're going to have them go to, so there's another connector? You don't?
They're not making the decision based upon their religion. They're making the decision.
Is that a good idea?
On making a decision based upon their religion.
Yeah, what are you suggesting? I mean, does that make sense?
It's not a factor that is being used when the State Department is making the decisions about where the individuals go. It's largely if they have families that they are rejoining and looking at meeting the requirements of the program.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it before, but it is, you know, I don't take it as you know, bigoted. I take it as maybe common sense to say, okay, if I have a group of people that I need to resettle, let's put them somewhere, like you say, family is the first factor,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then next in a particular area where there would be more places for them to connect with like-minded people. So, and I don't know percentage-wise versus all the countries you're talking about they're going to, mm-hmm. Versus where they're coming from, whether that would make some sense, but it makes you think. Mike and Mandan, go ahead for Shirley Dexter.
Yeah, I tell you what, this LSS is just a liberal idea gone mad, and
I lost you, Mike. There, are you still there? Mike, I don't have you. I'm going to put you back on hold, and you can chat with Manny there to see if we get a better connection. But so far, I don't hear you. Are you there, Mike? All I did hear was it was a liberal idea gone mad. And, you know, Mike's not alone in that opinion. There's a fair amount of opinion out there in North Dakota. This is just a really, really bad idea. What do you say to that?
Well, I'd say that as an agency, we have been helping to meet the humanitarian needs of the program since 1948, after World War II. And the groups of people that have needed, have sought or had refugee status and had sought asylum in America have ranged from different countries, depending upon what was happening over the situations around the world. So we saw more people from other parts of the globe then, for a while we saw more from Laos and Cambodia. It's Vietnam. It's really changed over the years.
Just depending on where the hot spots are.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, short break. Come back with more. I will say this: there is something about this that isn't a liberal idea gone bad. That is about workforce. It really is about meeting the workforce needs of the state. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey Solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape?
No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stengem, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Having the blessing of being one of these radio talk show hosts, I get the honor of talking about products. And the products and services of our clients are the reason we have a show. Without them, we have no show. We're not on the air. Okay, you're getting some piped-in program from a long ways away. This is local programming. These four stations that's provided by people that ultimately pay the bills, keep us on the air. And one of those is MyPillow. And the beauty of that over these many years, I started talk radio in Grand Forks in 1986, on KCNN, a long time ago. And from then until now, I can honestly tell you, I've received more feedback about the MyPillow product than anything. And you don't get feedback unless it's real, right? I mean, you might get feedback saying, I don't like it or whatever. This is all positive feedback. This is thank you for telling me about it. Most important thing to your health, and we really care about your health around here, is sleep. And the most important thing to your sleep is MyPillow. So don't waste another minute without doing this. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. or call them at 800-506-9028. Up to 50% off anything you buy, and there's a lot more there than pillows. All right, one segment left, a whole lot of calls. Shirley Dykstra here for a few more minutes from LSS. Before I go back to the calls, there's one area I think that if you and I were to be on the radio together, Shirley, for a couple hours, we'd agree on, and that is the role that new Americans play in the workforce and the value of that to business and our economy. It's huge. And I want to give one quick example, if you don't mind. My mother passed away recently. She was a resident of Bethany Living, a marvelous place, and she had dementia, pretty bad. But the one thing she kept till the very end, if she'd look you in the eye, she'd light up. It was like she knew you. She always did that. She always had that, right? And I almost felt guilty sometimes because I didn't visit anywhere near as much as I should with my crazy schedule. Because I would notice when I would visit, the light in her eyes that would come for me was still there and grab my hand. But it was every bit as much, if not more, for the people that cared for her. That was her new family in the world she was in, as much as anything. And I'll never forget the day she died. We'd all been there for, you know, better part of 2 weeks, day and night. And, you know what's coming, and it finally does come. And, you know, all of us were in the room, and we'd all individually go in, and we all had to, everybody had to kind of just take a little break. I'd called the funeral home, and good folks at Wright Brothers Funeral, Wright Funeral Home came over. But in between the time they did, this one caregiver of mom's got her all pretty, right? And gave her a little sponge bath and all this. She passed away. She passed away. And, you know, we're not in the room, of course. I'm over talking on the phone and everything else. When I come back to know the funeral home's coming, I see this new American girl, sweet girl, 20-something, sitting next to my mom in a chair and sort of, you know, caressing her hair and getting everything just perfect. She smelled wonderful and everything else. And she's crying. She's crying because she lost a friend. She's crying because of someone she cared for. And that really moved me. Now, I didn't connect the dots to her being a new American. To me, she's just another human being that is a wonderful caregiver, and there are many of many colors and religions and backgrounds and everything else. Until you and I had a conversation last break about your mother-in-law and the nursing home and how many new Americans are making the difference. And it is a challenging time. You go look around, folks. One thing every town is building is senior living, assisted living, senior living, because, you know, the numbers are there. The boom is there. Well, they need employees, and they're very hard to find. So that's one example of them filling the workforce that we absolutely positively need or would be in a world of hurt without, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, those are our parents, grandparents, and they need good caregivers, and they're there. In Villa Maria, a lot of the individuals providing care are former refugees, and not all of them came into North Dakota through our program, but they may have come from other locations. But most of the people who are getting the jobs that we help with, job placement, are doing fairly well for entry-level jobs in around, you know, 10 plus an hour. And then they're increasing their salaries and benefits. And, you know, I think our 90-day employment retention rate is about 95%. So people are also providing some stability in the workforce in some of those service sector jobs. Not all of them are going into, jobs in housekeeping or CNAs or whatever, but manufacturing, retail, in addition to housekeeping, those are jobs that are needed in the community.
And I would just say to folks that, you know, I know some folks say, well, the businesses just pay more to be able to get the people. It physically is not possible to get the people. Ask many companies right now, no matter what they pay, right? I mean, short of being ridiculous, and of course you have to keep the pay scale within a range that makes sense for the bottom line business. Otherwise, you're not in that business anymore. So, and if they do pay more, there's a certain factor where you're going to pay more, right? So this is an impact on the whole economy. That's something we have to think about. Now, you always want to leave them wanting more in the radio business, Shirley, but you're going to have to come back because there's a bunch of questions we didn't get to. And I apologize to John and Minot. Mike and Britton were the next two to go, and several others here waiting to chat with your questions. My story was a little long, but I think it added at least one component to this debate we need to continue on. Thanks, Shirley. Appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks.
Shirley Dykstrom from LSS. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye. I'm at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's some new studies that suggest we ought to think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of 4 times a week have reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number 5 killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals, a lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.